Good morning, this is Dan O'Brien with your top third ag marketing pre-opening grain comments for Friday, May 4th. Well, news or fake news or no news driving the markets overnight. So after yesterday's sharp rally in the beans on a report floated that there would be an agreement between China and the U.S. to shake hands and play nice, that announcement did not materialize overnight, and instead the news out of China as the U.S. delegation leaves is that there will be more talks. They have had no major decisions. The U.S. put forth a pretty long list of demands, and so we will have to see how that goes moving forward, but that took the wind out of the soybean sales, and we dropped back to the lows of the last few days. So we've got July beans down 11.5 cents at 10.41¾. November down 9.5 cents at 10.40, trading as low as 10.35½. This also put a damper on the wheat market. July finished down 6 cents at 5.32. Kansas City July down 7.25 at 5.60½. Minneapolis July down 2.5 cents at 6.27½. After posting strong closes yesterday afternoon, the weakness in beans may be giving rise to a bit of profit taking on that weakness. And moving to corn, we've got July down 1¼ at 4.06¾. December down 1¼ at 4.21¼. There will be an open planting window here for about the next 5 to 7 days in the Midwest, allowing for some good field work to get done. And then more rain moves in the 7 to 10 day outlook. So we'll have to see how much actually gets done in that amount of time. Supporting the corn market is still some good demand, and also the dryness down in Brazil affecting the yields in the second corn crop there. That's all I have for this morning. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a good day.